FMR Fine Food is cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.
Welcome to Fine Food, the show that guides you to what's new and delicious on the Cape culinary landscape. I'm Jenny Handley, editor of the Gourmet Guide, and today I'm welcoming Zora Bouly-Samai of In the Midnight Kitchen blog fame, but also author of Essay Guide to Gluten-Free Baking. Welcome to the show, Zora.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm really happy to be here.
I'm so excited with your book, and I paged through these beautiful photographs. So not only are the recipes completely captivating, but your photography is exceptional too. Tell me about that.
Thank you so much. When I started my blog, I don't know, maybe like 8-10 years ago, I realized that I can't just keep getting someone to shoot all my baked goods. So I just taught myself how to be a photographer, in essence. So I've been shooting for about 10 years now. And I just do everything in my studio at home. I don't rent out any places. Sometimes I just do it in my kitchen if I have to. And it's all natural light. So that's actually what I wanted with this book. I want it all to be natural light as well. And I really love the way that the images came out as well.
And I read a one-liner that your husband did the visuals for the book.
Yes, he did all the photography. He's been in the business way longer than me. And I knew I was pregnant when I wrote this book. So him and I just decided, like, we're going to tag team this. I'm going to do all the styling and he's going to do all the photography and all the editing. So he took over that completely. So I just could focus on the baking as well.
Well, it's beautiful.
Thank you.
Zora, tell me the principles of gluten-free baking. I think people are sometimes quite intimidated and they're not sure how to start. Can you give me some advice on that?
So for me, gluten-free is actually a lifestyle. Like, it affects a lot of things. When I was gluten-free, when I started at least, I noticed that I wouldn't even go to certain restaurants because I knew they didn't have gluten-free items. So I think when you kind of start out being gluten-free, the first thing to understand is flour. If you're going to be baking for yourself, I think you need to understand that there is like at least 15 different kinds of flours that you can use. In my book, I highlight the most common ones, that being gluten-free all-purpose flour and the self-raising flour. But I think once you have that understood and you know that the binding agent, obviously now we're not using gluten, but the binding agent in a gluten-free product is xanthan gum. I think you kind of realize, okay, this is how I get that chewy, soft, crumbly texture that you're kind of craving from normal baked goods. So, yeah.
And interesting, just on a side, I think people normally realize that with cake flour, to make it self-raising, you add a teaspoon of baking powder per cup. Would it be the same with gluten-free flour?
It would be the same. I was realizing this while I was making the book. Some baking powder isn't gluten-free. So if you're obviously very intolerant or you have celiac, I would definitely say double check your baking powder. But yes, it does apply for gluten-free baking as well.
Okay, that's really good to know. Well, when I delved into the book, I found a whole chapter on brownies. Oh, my word.
Yes, I love that chapter.
They are awesome. And tell me, which do you think is the favorite? Which is the best brownie recipe?
I do love all of them, I'm not going to lie, without being biased, but I do love the wine bowl peanut butter swirl brownies, and there are two reasons for that. I love the combination of chocolate and peanut butter. I think that always lands very well, but the fact that it can be done in one bowl and there's very little mess, so if you're just like a busy person and maybe you even have kids and animals, it's just quick and it makes everything easy and you're just left with something delicious at the end.
It looks incredible, and I have to share something incredible, as incredible, if not more. As you were talking, and I thought, okay, let me just open the book, and I opened it randomly, and that was the page that came up. So do you know what I'm going home to do? Is to go and make those peanut butter swirl brownies.
Oh, really?
Yes, I have to. They look
Oh, my gosh,
really,
no, you have to make them.
Really,
no, they're unreal, and they're really, really easy to make as well. So I think that's definitely the best way to go.
But I do think your recipes are quite unintimidating. I'm not going to say they're simple because some of them aren't, but there's such variety in the baking. And I think you've covered all avenues. There's a little bit of savory, there are breads, there
are
cakes.
Yes, they are.
It is really a book for anyone who wants to bake, and not only for those who want to do gluten-free, because they look like wonderful recipes. So well done to you and your husband.
Thank you so much.
For putting this together, because I think it's going to be a bestseller.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate it, and I hope you love the recipes.
I have no doubt. So thank you for that.
Thanks so much.
That was Zora Buli Samai, who's the author of South Africa's Guide to Gluten-Free Baking. For more edible inspiration, visit gourmetguide.co.za. Yours free to enjoy. Happy baking.
FMR Fine Food was cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.